From Washington, this is VOA News. Malaysia investigates identities of four passengers on missing flight. Russia tightens grip on Crimea. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Officials investigating the disappearance of a Malaysian airliner with 239 people on board say a low-flying plane spotted a rectangular object in waters about 90 kilometers south of Vietnam's Tho Chu Island, the same area where oil slicks were spotted earlier. Malaysia's Air Force Chief Razali Daud gave no further details on which direction the Boeing 777-200 was going while flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, or how far it veered off course before disappearing early Saturday. But he did say military and civilian radar indicated the aircraft may have made a turn back.
We look back at the recording, and there is an indication, possible indication, that the aircraft made a turn back. And this is, collaborated at the moment. As we speak, we are trying to make sense of this, and it's in some part collaborated by civil radar.
Malaysia's transport minister says an investigation's been launched to determine the identities of four people on the missing Malaysia Airlines jet traveling with stolen passports or suspicious documents. The minister says Malaysian and international intelligence agencies are probing the entire passenger manifest after discovering that two men listed on the passenger list never boarded the missing flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Both men had their passports stolen in Thailand in the last 2 years, and two additional questionable identities have since been discovered. Russian forces are tightening their grip on Crimea as authorities in the breakaway territory are pushing their plan to join Moscow. Russian forces took over a Ukrainian border post on the western edge of Crimea, trapping about 30 personnel inside. A Ukrainian military spokesman says Russian forces now control 11 border guard posts across the territory. Ukraine's interim prime minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk vowed Sunday not to give up a single centimeter of territory. Mr. Yatsenyuk will meet Wednesday with President Obama in Washington to discuss the standoff over Crimea. A Russian lawmaker says the Kremlin set aside $1.1 billion to rebuild Crimea's industrial infrastructure if the disputed region votes in a March 16th referendum to join Russia. But Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a phone call Sunday the planned Moscow-backed referendum was illegal and violates Ukraine's constitution. In southern Iraq, a suicide bomber killed at least 42 people and wounded 157 others when he detonated an explosive-filled minibus at a crowded security checkpoint. The Sunday attack set ablaze 50 cars, killing those trapped inside as they waited for their vehicles to be searched. The bombing was at the northern entrance to the Shiite-dominated city of Hilla, about 100 kilometers south of Baghdad. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. supports Iraq as it battles against al-Qaeda militants who've taken control of a town in Anbar province. But he says the U.S. will not send any troops to Iraq, calling the battle their fight. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton says there's no guarantee that nuclear negotiations between Iran and the West will lead to a comprehensive deal when talks resume later this month. Speaking alongside Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Tehran, Ashton said meetings with Iranian officials will target bilateral ties, regional conflicts, human rights, and the resumption of nuclear talks March 18th. Libyan Navy and pro-government militias have sent boats to a port held by a rival militia to stop a North Korean-flagged tanker from exporting oil sold without government permission. The government has banned militias from selling crude oil directly to the world market. Libya's Prime Minister Ali Zeidan is threatening to bomb the tanker if it does not comply with Libyan government orders. Armed gunmen forced workers loyal to the government to dock the ship on Saturday. William Clay Ford Sr., the last surviving grandchild of Ford Motor Company founder Henry Ford, has died. He was the father of William Clay Ford Jr., currently the executive chairman of the automaker. The elder Ford died of pneumonia at his suburban Detroit, Michigan home on Sunday. He was 88. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. These and other stories on our website at voanews.com.